It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 5th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is sprightly, spelled S-P-R-I-G-H-T-L-Y. Sprightly is an adjective that means marked by a gay lightness and vivacity, spirited. It can also mean having a distinctively piquant taste, zesty. Here's the word used in a sentence from Dual Citizens by Alex Olin. It began with a sprightly melody, exact and almost priggish, which seemed an absurd contrast to the surroundings. People should have been tiptoeing in fancy dress. The word sprightly comes from sprite, S-P-R-I-G-H-T, an archaic version of the word we now use for an elf or fairy, sprite, spelled S-P-R-I-T-E. Ariel from Shakespeare's The Tempest and the leprechaun of Irish mythology are often referred to as sprites, and it's no coincidence that both are characterized by their light, flitting movements and mannerisms. Sprite derives, via Middle English and Old French, from the Latin word spiritus, which of course gives us the word spirit as well. A similar-looking adjective that can describe someone who is nimble and energetic is spry, S-P-R-Y, but the origin of that word is unknown. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.